This is Audible.
Harper Audio presents Real Age by Michael F. Roizen, M.D., with Elizabeth Ann Stevenson, and read by the author. What would you do if I gave you $100? Would you spend it or save it? Think of all the things you could do with it. You could buy tickets to a pro basketball game or a new pair of running shoes. Sure, you could do a lot with $100, but you couldn't buy a condominium with it or a new car. You know exactly how far $100 goes, and that's the remarkable thing about money. Because money has concrete value, we can compare activities as diverse as spending a couple of hours watching hoops and paying the phone bill, and then choose between them. Money values allow us to evaluate our choices. I'm not going to give you $100. Instead, I'm going to give you something better, years of life. I'm going to teach you how to add years to your life, high-quality, health-filled, vibrant years. I'm going to show you how to live younger through a method that makes health decisions as easy to understand as it is to understand what that $100 is worth. The biggest problem with understanding healthcare decisions is that we have no common currency for medicine. We have no way of measuring decisions as diverse as buckling our seatbelts, exercising, or taking vitamins regularly. But that's about to change. As complex as medical science can be, there are only two real questions in medicine. How long will you live, and how healthy and vigorous will your life be while you're living it? Unfortunately, medical studies and news reports almost never make it seem that simple. Real Age unifies an array of health topics by determining exactly how they affect youth and vigor. Real Age relates these to a common measurement, years of life. For example, think of the neighbor who looks as though she's in her early 40s, but who's really 60. And remember how surprised you were to learn that your coworker, who you thought was in his 50s, was only 43. Some people are young for their age. They are physiologically and mentally as active and vibrant as someone much younger. The 60-year-old woman may have a real age, that is, a physiologic age of only 45. Why? Because she has learned how to slow the pace of aging. Your coworker, on the other hand, has probably abused his body, causing it to age much faster than it should. Your real age is an estimation of your age in biologic terms, not chronologic years. If your real age is 5 years younger than your chronologic age, it means that your rate of aging is such that you are in the same shape physiologically as the average person who is 5 years younger than you. Likewise, if your real age is 5 years older than your chronologic age, you have aged to the same biologic condition as someone who is 5 years older. Real age measurements allow us to quantify the age difference between our calendar age and our biologic age. Using the latest and most sophisticated computer technology and statistical methodology, Real Age is able to translate health risk into years of your life. Better yet, the Real Age program shows every single one of us just how simple it is to become one of those people who is really younger than his or her years. We really can slow the pace of aging and even reverse it. Although we've never been able to talk about getting younger before, time only moves in one direction forward. Now we can. Even though you can't change your calendar age, you can make your real age younger. That is, you can have the health profile of someone who is chronologically younger. Best of all, it's not that difficult to do. Slowing the pace of aging can be relatively easy and painless. That means you can start feeling more invigorated, energetic, and healthful almost as soon as you start the Real Age program. You won't just live longer, you'll live younger. More of us are living longer than human beings have ever lived before. Our life expectancy is increasing, and barring unforeseen circumstances, most of us can expect to live into ripe old age, ripe old calendar age, that is. Yet how well you live is largely up to you. Most of us don't want to live to be 90 if the last 30 years of our lives are filled with illness, restricted ability, and dependence on our families or nursing care. We want to be able to play golf, tango, or climb a mountain right until the day we die. Longer lives don't mean much if they aren't active lives. That is what real age is all about, making simple decisions in our day-to-day lives that will stave off the biologic aging processes that make our old age feel old. Every one of us was born with a potential, the potential of whom we will become. Part of this potential is social. The kind of education you get, the kind of job you take, the opportunities and happenstances that come your way. The other part of the potential is biologic. How long and how well will you live? How healthy will you be? Far too long, the medical community has written off aging as something that is purely genetic, assuming that a person's whole life is written in the genes with which he or she is born. The more we know about our genetics, our biologic inheritance, the more we know that this assumption is not true. Studies continue to show that for most of us, lifestyle choices and behaviors have far more impact on longevity and health than does heredity. Your genes, the elements that carry inherited information, define your basic biology. But how you interact with the world around you, whether through food choices, exercise, or social connections, is how you control the way your genes will affect your body. Those interactions shape both the quality and quantity of your life. Most of us do not live as well or as long as our genes or our bodies would allow. We shortchange ourselves. By taking care of our bodies, we slow the pace of biologic aging and capitalize more fully on our potential. Through the Real Age program, you will learn to understand your healthcare decisions in terms of the one thing that really matters, your biologic age. Real Age establishes a measurement system to calculate the relative biologic age of our bodies so that you can learn to evaluate healthcare decisions as diverse as putting tomato sauce on spaghetti or taking a jog in the same terms, and then make informed decisions about each habit. Real age calculations provide a way to interpret different types of health information and to make informed choices about our behaviors. Real age gives a value to each of our choices, just as the price tag on a product in a store gives a value to that product. Although some of these changes are easy and some a bit more difficult, most are relatively painless. None of us can or will do everything possible to get younger. But because real age breaks these decisions down into steps, every single one of us can do some things to start getting younger. We can make healthcare decisions that fit into our particular lifestyles and decide which aspect of healthy living would affect us the most. We can decide what really matters, what's worth the effort, and what we may want to postpone. Once we understand the multiple, often unrelated factors on which the totality of our health depends, we can start living healthier one step at a time. You make the choices about how you want to age or not. As a doctor, I have often felt I am fighting an uphill battle. My job is to cure people after they are already sick. But preventing illness in the first place is always the best cure. Practicing my specialty of cardiovascular anesthesiology has meant that I spent most of my working life with patients who are among the sickest of the sick, people who need bypass surgery or emergency operations to fix potentially fatal aneurysms. After spending so much time in the operating room with patients who were so severely sick, I was frustrated by not being able to do more for them. I was grateful that I really could save lives, but at the same time I was mad as heck. So many of these patients were sick because they had mistreated their bodies over time. Moreover, every single one of them knew better. They knew they should exercise more, eat healthier foods, and take care of themselves. But they just weren't doing it. That seemed to me a true tragedy, not to mention a national health care crisis. Why were so many people, smart, educated, thoughtful people, not paying attention to the reports of studies that correlated good health behaviors with long, healthy lives? It would have been easy to blame it on the patients. But it wasn't their fault. Clearly, the medical community was failing to communicate its message effectively. In my internal medicine practice and my anesthesia preoperative clinic, I told my patients again and again how they could live healthier. I told them how they could lengthen and strengthen their lives and how they could increase the quantity and the quality of their years. But the tide of patients coming into my office and into the operating room with entirely preventable illnesses did not stem. I felt as if all my talk was for nothing. Why did they persist in habits that were harmful to their health, even though they knew better? What could I do? What could all doctors do to explain health better? Good health is almost always an easily attainable goal, but my patients weren't listening. One day a friend said to me, "Health is so confusing. One day the papers are telling you to do one thing, and the next day they're telling you to do the opposite. There's just so much information, I don't know what to do with it all." I empathized, but I didn't know exactly how to change things. How could people measure one alternative against another? When another friend, Simon Z, developed a severe illness, it all came together. For some reason, stepping out of my role as a doctor and into my role as a friend made the idea flash in my head. Health is like money. It has an exchange value. Health decisions and behavioral choices that you make today are capital toward living younger tomorrow. What we were missing was a common currency for health. Simon, who was 49, was afflicted with a severe arterial disease. He had a terrible circulatory problem that made it nearly impossible for him to walk more than a quarter of a block without terrible pain, and he needed a major operation. His lifelong smoking habit wasn't helping any. Even though he was relatively young, his body was in the condition of someone much older. I was afraid that he might not be my friend for much longer. Simon was a tough cookie and an even tougher patient. A self-made man, he had the drive and determination that was hard to match. He had worked hard for everything he had gotten in his life. And with a wonderful family, good friends, and a booming career, he was an American success story. Yet he was a heart attack away from losing it all. As a doctor, I wanted to cure him. As a friend, I didn't want to lose him. For all Simon's attention to detail in his job, family, and friendships, he had overlooked the one thing that made it all possible, himself. Telling him to quit smoking didn't work. Quite literally, I called him every single day for years to ask if he had quit yet. The answer was always no. "Simon," I said one day when he was in for a checkup, "how old are you?" "Mike, please," he grumbled, "you know I'm 49. "Simon, this isn't a joke," I replied. "How old are you really?" "What are you getting at?" he said, eyeing me suspiciously. "Did you know that all that smoking has made you older?" I asked him. 8 years older. Right now you may be 49, but your body is as old as someone who is 57, maybe more. For all practical purposes, your age is 57. "I can't be 57," he said. "Why not?" I asked. "Because no man in my family has ever lived to the age of 58. The message hit home. Simon quit smoking. He began exercising and eating right. He reduced his real age and began celebrating year younger parties, rather than his usual one more year over the hill birthday parties. Over time, he became younger. Although no one knows exactly why we age, we do know, at least in part, what ages. Aging is not one thing, but many things. And that's the key to real age. Aging is the catch-all term for all sorts of processes, everything from getting wrinkles to wearing out our hearts. Aging doesn't happen as some metaphysical phenomenon. Aging happens in the particulars. That is, your arteries get clogged, arthritis flares up, your parts start to wear down, and you don't heal as quickly as you used to. With real age, we go to the source. We get down to the details. We all know people who look younger than their age, and we all know people who look like they're older. The question is, how can you turn yourself into one of those people who look, feel, and in physiologic terms are younger than their age? First, stop thinking about health as prevention of disease and start thinking about it as the prevention of aging. The chance of any one of us being afflicted by any one disease in any one year is pretty slim. We read that 3 in 1,000 women will get a certain type of cancer, or 2 in 100 men will die from a specific variety of stroke. These kinds of data aren't enough to convince us that we should really eat that salad instead of a burger and fries. These events seem too remote. However, eating that hamburger will make you older tomorrow than if you ate that salad today, and you will be younger tomorrow if you exercise today. The better condition you are in, that is, the younger you stay, the better prepared you will be to fight the factors that age you. When you take care of your body, time slows down. You will have more time, time to be what you want to be and to do what you want to do. By quantifying how different behaviors affect the rate of aging, real age lets you understand the relative value of your health choices. As recently as 20 years ago, doctors largely believed that as soon as we understood genetics, we would solve many of the basic medical problems that eluded us. The overwhelming belief was that youth, health, and longevity were determined from birth and that there was nothing to be done about it. "It's all in the genes you're born with," was the word of the day. Almost everyone, including the scientific community, believed that a person's lifespan was largely a matter of fate. For diseases as diverse as diabetes, Alzheimer's, many cancer, and cardiovascular disease, we've long known that genetic components are involved in many cases. Some of us are more prone to weight gain, and some of us are more prone to high cholesterol. Those tendencies can increase the likelihood of certain kinds of diseases and aging. Surprisingly, the more scientists have learned about genetics, the more they have learned just how much the environment and our interactions with it matter. We largely control how our genes affect us. We all have the genes we were born with, but how we age is primarily up to us. Despite commonly held beliefs that aging is mostly out of your control, inherited genetics account for less than 30% of all aging effects, and the importance of genetic inheritance matters less and less the older your calendar age. By the age of 80, behavioral choices account almost entirely for a person's overall health and longevity. People who are still able to live young, even when their calendar age is old, weren't necessarily born with good genes nearly so much as they have made good choices. They exercise, eat lots of fruits and vegetables, keep their minds engaged, and do many of the things that I advocate to keep themselves young. Although we tend to imbue our genes with mystery, when it comes right down to it, genes direct our bodies to make proteins. They provide information about what proteins our cells should and shouldn't produce, how much and when. The fact that you made it into the world at all means that all your essential genes are working just fine. To develop from an egg to a fetus requires incredible genetic coordination. Simply being born means that everything went pretty much right. Since most people with severe genetic illnesses suffer in childhood, growing up to adulthood means that even more went right. For the most part, when we discuss aging and genetics, we are talking about subtle differences. Separating biology and behavior is difficult, if not impossible. Children inherit not just genes from their parents, but also behaviors. Those behaviors have biologic effects, including the rate at which the children age. For example, children who eat a lot of saturated fat when they are young are more likely to die of arterial disease when they get old, or as it may be, not so old. The behaviors learned and ingrained in youth can affect your whole life, including the rate at which you age. Cardiovascular disease provides an excellent example of the way biologic predispositions and social behaviors interrelate. Some people are biologically predisposed to the early onset of arterial aging. They have inherited a tendency towards high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or weight gain. Others are culturally predisposed to the disease because they are far more likely to develop such habits as eating foods high in saturated fat that can accelerate arterial aging. Finally, we know that there is often, if not usually, a combination of both. The bad habits interact with the biologic predisposition, and cardiovascular aging is accelerated. By starting with good behaviors, you live as long and as young as your genes will allow. So exactly, what are those behavioral changes that will help keep you young? Essentially, everything you do contributes to or prevents aging. Eating a diet low in saturated fats, exercising, and quitting smoking are probably lifestyle choices you already know are good for you. And although you may have never thought about it exactly this way, prevent aging. But did you know that flossing your teeth nightly can make a big difference in how fast you age? Flossing regularly can make your real age as much as 6.4 years younger. And did you know that folate can help your arteries stay young? Folate reduces arterial aging and can make a person's real age as much as 3 years younger. Many of the choices that help prevent aging are easy and simple to do. Learn to think about the wide variety of choices in your life as they relate to your health currency, your real age. Through real age, you are able to weigh the relative values of each and decide what changes are worth it for you. Best of all, it is much less work than you think. In no uncertain terms, you are as young as your arteries. Aging of the arteries is the most important factor in the overall process of aging. When your arteries are not taken care of properly, they get clogged with fatty buildup, diminishing the amount of oxygen and nutrients that can get to your cells. When this happens, not only your cardiovascular system, but your entire body ages more quickly. Cardiovascular disease is the leading killer of adult Americans, killing more than 40% of us and seriously afflicting more than half of us. Having high blood pressure, a blood pressure reading over 140 over 90 millimeters of mercury, can make a person's real age more than 25 years older than having a low blood pressure, a blood pressure reading of 115 over 76 or below. The better you take care of your arteries and the younger they are, the younger you will be. Don't let your immune system make you old. As you age, your immune system begins to get sloppy, ignoring important warning signals and becoming negligent. You can end up with cancer or another disorder caused by malfunction of your immune system. For example, when you are young, except in relatively rare cases, genetic controls in your cells protect your cells from becoming cancerous. If one of these cellular controls slips up, your larger immune system identifies precancerous cells in the body and eliminates them. Thus, your body has a double check against cancer, one on the cellular level and one on the organism-wide level. As you age, both the cell-based genetic controls and your immune system become more likely to malfunction, and you are more likely to develop a cancerous tumor. Many types of arthritis are examples of a breakdown of the immune system, which is why arthritis is a disease associated with aging. By keeping your immune system fit, you do your best to avoid such diseases and prevent premature aging. This recording will describe ways to reduce the stresses in your life that can upset the balance of your immune system and such practices as strengthening exercises that will help keep your immune system running young. How we react to our environment biologically, psychologically, and socially has a lot to do with how young we stay. The environment in which we live, the substances we put into our bodies, the risks we take, and the stresses we undergo all can contribute to aging. Breathing secondhand smoke, eating foods high in saturated fats, working in an unsafe environment, or using a cell phone while driving can all increase the likelihood that our lives will be shorter or more ridden with illness than they would otherwise be. When we think only about disease, we forget about other factors that are outside our bodies that can make us healthy. Some choices, for example, becoming a lifelong learner by enrolling in classes, reading, or otherwise stimulating your mind, can help keep you younger longer. Having fun with your friends can do the same. Later on, I detail the impact of these choices and show you how interacting with your environment in a particular way can keep you young. Real age is a way of measuring the pace of aging. By adopting the suggestions in this recording, you are slowing the rate of aging and sometimes even reversing it. In this audiobook, I give you two options for calculating your own real age: using the chart provided in the tape package, or for a more accurate calculation, using the computerized survey on the Real Age website at www.realage.com. Both options not only provide you with an individual calculation that distinguishes you from everyone else around you, but also compares you with the health and youth average for your age group. Your real age calculation will weigh the risks you face against the health-related behaviors you choose. The end product is a real age that is uniquely descriptive of you. As you adopt behaviors that change your real age, for example, eating breakfast every day, you can recalculate your real age. With each new calculation, you can chart your progress and watch the years disappear. How young can you become? When I told one 50-year-old friend of mine all the things she could do to reduce her rate of aging, she asked me, "Mike, if I did all those things, I could have a real age of 12, couldn't I?" Well, for those of us who don't want to relive our teenage years, fortunately, no. Both the worksheet and the Real Age computer program use a multivariable equation that balances each factor in relation to all the other real age factors. This equation evaluates how all these factors interrelate. The more age reduction habits you adopt, the less likely you will be to gain the maximum effect from adopting any single practice by itself. But the more good habits you adopt, the better your across-the-board protection from aging will be, and that advantage will have a cumulative effect over time. Although none of us can be 12 again, it is relatively easy for individuals in their mid-50s or mid-60s to reduce their real age by 5 to 8 years, and only somewhat more difficult for them to reduce it by 15 or 16 years. The maximum amount a person can reduce his or her real age below his or her calendar age is about 25 years over an entire lifetime. And remember, the effect magnifies with age. At 50, you may have a real age of 45. But at 75, if you continue on the real age program, your real age may be only 55. That means that in 25 years, your body may have aged as little as most people's do in 10. Clearly, real age is not a guarantee of longevity. In health, there are never guarantees, but real age is an accurate reading of your risk. The lower your real age, the better the odds are you will have more years left, not to mention a younger, healthier, and more energetic life. The calculation of risk is the best approximation we have of the body beneath. The lower the risk, the younger the body. Think of your real age as your aging speedometer. It is a reading of how fast you're going. With aging, faster is not better. By making simple decisions, you can take your foot off the gas pedal and slow down your rate of aging. and how you age is largely controlled by you. How old are you now? How young could you be? Learn how to calculate your real age. You can do it either by using the charts provided with this tape, which will give you a good approximation of your real age, or by going online to the Real Age website and calculating your biologic age more accurately using the Real Age computer database. By answering easy questions about 125 health factors, habits, and behaviors, you can determine whether you are aging more quickly or more slowly than your contemporaries. Once you know your real age, you will have the information you need to start getting younger. By choosing from the recommendations on your chart or in your computer printout, you can develop a step-by-step age reduction plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. Real age is an information system. Instead of providing new scientific data, it is a way of reinterpreting already published results. We use data from the most up-to-date studies done by leaders in each field of medical research, so you are getting the best information the medical community has to offer. What we do is unify all that information. We are able to integrate specific recommendations from hundreds of studies into a general framework, so you can understand how the recommendations relate to you. Whereas most medical researchers have calculated their statistics in relation to risk of disease, we have used their data and recalculated them to determine risk of aging. Real age translates currently available research into information you can use, something you can integrate into your own life. I, in conjunction with the four other medical experts who form the Real Age Scientific Advisory Team, have pored over more than 25,000 medical studies, evaluating what they tell us about aging, and more important, what they tell us about the prevention of aging. Our calculations are based on data from more than 800 of the 25,000 studies and have been checked against a very large proprietary database. Our formulas are constantly being updated as new research becomes available. As statistics relating to these and other factors change, we recalculate our equations to accommodate the change. Our online computerized Real Age program is updated whenever new and important research appears. For example, because Americans are becoming progressively heavier, we have modified our weight-to-height ratios to reflect these expanding waistlines. There are two ways you can estimate your real age: by taking the Real Age survey on computer or by using the charts included with this audiobook. The computer program is customized to you, whereas the charts provide accurate but more general approximations of your real age. If you have access to a computer with an internet connection, you can take the Real Age quiz online. To get to the Real Age website, open your web browser and go to the Real Age page. The web page address is www.realage.com. Once you connect to the page, follow the instructions for answering the survey to calculate your real age. There is no charge for this service. The company promises this service will be free for at least a year from the release date of this recording. Your account stores real age information about you that can be accessed as many times as you like. All information you provide is completely confidential and accessible only to you through a password you choose. As you adopt new age reduction strategies, you can chart your progress and literally watch the years disappear. The computer survey is the easiest and most accurate way of calculating your real age. The computer test takes about 35 minutes to complete and provides a readout of your current real age as soon as you are finished answering the questions. You need to know your blood pressure, heart rate, weight, height, cholesterol values, both total cholesterol and high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which is otherwise known as HDL cholesterol, and the amount of any vitamins or other supplements you take. If you do not know these values, the average for your gender and age will be used until you provide your values. The final calculation rarely takes more than 2 minutes to tabulate. Best yet, after the calculation, the computer presents you with a list of age reduction suggestions tailored to your health and behavior profile. These suggestions are a list of possible choices you can make to make your real age younger, showing how much each one affects your age. Using your computer mouse, select the suggestions that you would consider incorporating into your life. The computer program then recalculates your real age, showing you what your real age would be if you adopted these behaviors. That way, you can know how much of a difference each choice would make to you. The computer then helps you set goals, showing you calculations for what your real age would be in 3 months, 1 year, and 3 years if you follow your plan. Vary your choices to see which combinations will help you get younger sooner. You can then make informed choices about your health. You can choose which age reduction strategies you want to integrate into your life and in what order. You can develop a strategy for age reduction that suits you. The resulting age reduction plan is then stored in the computer, and you can access your account as often as you wish. Rather than just hoping that your new exercise routine will help you 20 years from now, you can see how much of a difference it is making right now. The second way to calculate your real age is by filling out the charts that came with this audiobook. You simply respond to the question asked, choose which answer best describes you, and fill in the corresponding tally column. Because of the complexity of the mathematics involved in calculating real age, the charts provide a less accurate reading than the computer program. In fact, real age has become possible only because we now have the calculating power of supercomputers that can rapidly make subtle statistical differentiations, accounting for the covariance between factors and drawing from a huge database of information. The charts you fill in by hand provide a relatively accurate reflection of your real age. They are modified to account for many interactions and have been tested on more than 1,000 individuals and on countless hypothetical cases so that they represent the best possible approximation. After you have finished computing your real age, look back over your answers. Any place you have marked a plus number, you have marked a behavior that is causing you to age prematurely. Write those behaviors down, then learn how and why those behaviors are causing you to age. Next, you will want to develop your own age reduction plan. Once you have calculated your real age, how should you interpret the results? They are as easy to understand as reading your bathroom scale. If your real age reads 46, then you are as old physically as an average 46-year-old. If your real age is younger than your chronologic age, congratulations. That means you are taking steps to protect your youth and are aging more slowly than most of your peers. See what you can do to make your real age even younger. If your real age is older, the news is not so good. You are aging faster than most of your peers. Do not be disheartened. Instead, be proactive. Now that you know what your real age is, what will you do to get younger? Consider what choices you can make to reduce your risk. You have the opportunity to slow your rate of aging, bring yourself back in line with your peers, and maybe even get younger. What are those choices? They vary from simply taking a vitamin pill to initiating a full-blown exercise and weight loss program. Although a few of these measures may be difficult, quitting smoking, for example, the vast majority are simple and much less painful than you ever imagined. Quick and easy strategies help you get younger fast. You've taken the test. You've come up with a number that represents your true physiologic age. Now it's time for the best part of real age. It's time to start getting younger. Look over the list of age reduction strategies and determine which ones could help you to get younger. Begin with the quick fixes. They're so easy, there's no reason not to adopt them, and they can save you anywhere from 5 to 8 years of aging with almost no effort. Taking the right vitamins in proper doses, taking an aspirin a day, and making sure your vaccinations are current are quick and easy ways to make your real age younger. Then work your way down the list, adding age reduction behaviors as you see fit. Always check with your physician before you initiate or stop any age reduction strategy. Now I'm going to list 44 steps you can take to make your real age younger. We'll start with quick fixes and move on to more difficult ones later. Real age busters are simple, easy things that anyone can do. You can become 5 to 8 years younger with hardly any effort at all. Number 1. Take one 325-milligram tablet of aspirin a day if you are a man over 40 or a woman over 50. Check with your doctor beforehand to make sure you are aspirin tolerant. The real age benefit? 0.9 years younger in 90 days and 1.9 years younger in 3 years. Number 2. Take vitamin C and E daily for their antioxidant and anti-aging power. Consume food containing vitamin C 3 times a day. Get more than 1,200 milligrams a day of vitamin C in diet or supplements, spread out so that you get at least 400 milligrams in any 12-hour period. Consume 400 international units of vitamin E a day. The real age benefit? Up to 6 years younger. Number 3. Take folate daily to reduce arterial aging levels of homocysteine. Consume 700 micrograms of folic acid a day in diet or supplement. The usual supplement requirement is 400 micrograms. The real age benefit? 1.2 years younger. Number 4. Take calcium and vitamin D daily to keep your bones young. Consume 1,200 milligrams of calcium daily in food or supplements if you are a woman, or 1,000 milligrams daily if you are a man. Consume 400 international units of vitamin D in food or supplements, or get 10 minutes of sun a day. The real age benefit? 1.1 years younger. Number 5. Take vitamin B6 daily. Consume 6 milligrams of vitamin B6 a day in food or supplements. The real age benefit? 0.4 years younger. Number 6. Don't take needless vitamins and supplements. Take a multivitamin without iron that contains all of the other vitamins and minerals, especially C, D, E, folate, and calcium, in the correct daily amount. Do not take vitamin A as a supplement and use a multivitamin that contains less than 8,000 international units of vitamin A. Do not take iron as a supplement except under the supervision of a doctor. The real age loss? 1.7 years older for taking needless vitamins or supplements. Number 7. Floss and brush daily. Gingivitis and periodontal disease cause aging of the immune and arterial systems. We do not know why gum disease causes aging, but we know that it does. For example, a 55-year-old man free of periodontal disease has a real age that is 2 years younger than his peer who has gingivitis and 4 years younger than his peer who has full-blown periodontal disease. The real age benefit? 6.4 years younger. The real age loss? 3.4 years older. Number 8. Take proper safety precautions when driving. Buckle your seatbelt every time you ride in a car and drive within 5 miles per hour of the speed limit. Never use a cell phone while driving. When buying a car, buy one that is midsize or larger and make sure it has airbags. Dismantle the airbags only if you're under 5 feet 2 inches tall or sit extremely close to the steering wheel. The real age benefit? 0.6 to 3.4 years younger, depending on your present age. Number 9. Wear a helmet when riding a bike. The real age benefit? 1 year younger. Number 10. Keep immunizations current. It probably won't save you years of aging, but it's simple to do. The real age benefit? 6 days younger. Number 11. Take the Real Age program and develop an age reduction plan. Age reduction planning is the quickest and easiest yet most important step for keeping you young. It can make the real age of a 70-year-old as much as 26 years younger. Achieving the first 5 to 8 years of age reduction is relatively easy. More than that amount requires some work. However, isn't having a real age of 44 to 48 when your calendar age is 70 worth some work? The real age benefit, as much as 26 years younger. The next choices will make you younger fast, and they require only a little bit more effort than the quick fixes. Some, such as hormone replacement therapy for women, are as easy as the quick fixes, but require more thought before you decide to choose them. These changes can help you become 10 to 12 years younger. Number 12. For women, work with your doctor to find a hormone replacement therapy, an HRT, that is appropriate for you and comfortable for you during menopause. The real age benefit? 8 years younger at age 70. Number 13. Get enough sun, but not too much. Some sun, 10 to 20 minutes every day, makes your real age 0.9 years younger by producing active vitamin D. Wearing sunscreen when you're in the sun for longer than 20 minutes, avoiding tanning salons, and taking precautions to avoid excessive sun exposure help prevent aging. The real age benefit? 1.7 years younger. Number 14 for men. Eat tomato paste and drink green tea. Eating 10 servings of tomato paste and tomato products a week helps prevent prostate cancer. The carotenoid found in tomatoes, lycopene, when eaten in conjunction with a bit of oil, provides an immune-strengthening antioxidant that has been shown to reduce prostate cancer. Drinking green tea may also help prevent prostate cancer. The real age benefit? 0.8 years younger. Number 15. Avoid exposure to passive smoke. The real age loss? 6.9 years older for those exposed to 4 hours a day or more of passive smoking. Number 16. Have sex. The more orgasms you have a year, the younger you are. The average American has sex 58 times a year. Increasing the number to 158 through mutually monogamous and safe sex is associated with a real age as much as 8 years younger. The real age benefit? 8 years younger. Number 17. Have safe sex. The real age loss, 5 to 6 years older for unprotected sex. Number 18. Drink alcohol in moderation. Women who have one alcoholic drink a day and men who have 1 to 2 drinks a day have a younger real age. People who are at risk or have a family history of alcohol abuse or addiction should not follow this step. The real age benefit, 1.9 years younger. Number 19. Take all necessary and only necessary medicines and take them correctly. The real age loss, 1 year older for taking medicines incorrectly. Number 20. Eat breakfast daily. No one is sure why, but eating breakfast may. Real age benefit, 1.1 years younger. Number 21. Laugh a lot. Laughter is a whole body stress reducer. It helps open lines of communication with others, reduces anxiety, tension, and stress, and makes your immune system younger. The real age benefit? 1.7 to 8 years younger. Next age reduction strategies require a little more work and commitment, but once you've put your mind to it, you'll watch those needless years fade away. Number 22. Eat a balanced diet that is low in calories and high in nutrients. Eating a diverse diet that includes 4 servings of fruit, 5 servings of vegetable, and 6 servings of breads and grains a day will help keep you feeling young. Eat fish twice a week, and do not eat red meat more than once a week. The real age benefit? 4 years younger. Number 23. Eat a diet low in fat. Aim to eat less than 60 grams of fat a day and less than 20 grams of saturated or trans fat daily. When you do eat fat, eat monounsaturated fats, such as those found in olive oil and avocados. The real age benefit? 6 years younger. Number 24. Get a good night's sleep regularly. The real age benefit? 3 years younger. Number 25. Own a dog and walk it. Dog owners stay young longer, presumably because they get exercise caring for their dogs. The real age benefit? 1 year younger. Number 26. Become a lifelong learner. People with higher levels of education and those who continue to be involved in activities that stimulate their minds undergo less mental aging. The college graduate who continues his or her education has a real age that is 2.5 years younger than that of the high school dropout. The real age benefit? 2.5 years younger. Number 27. Identify your genetic risks and use age reduction strategies to reduce them. If, for example, cardiovascular disease runs in your family, take extra precautions to prevent arterial aging. Your real age will be 4 years younger if both your parents, or grandparents if your parents aren't that old yet, lived past the age of 75. If no first-degree relative, parent, brother, or sister had breast, colon, or ovarian cancer diagnosed early, you are an additional 0.2 to 11 years younger than if a first-degree relative had those diagnoses. The real age benefit? 4 years younger if both parents live past 75. The next age reduction strategies require commitment and work, but the payoff is often huge in years younger. Number 28. Lower your cholesterol. Try to keep your total cholesterol level below 240 milligrams per deciliter and aim to have your HDL, healthy cholesterol, level 40 or above. The real age benefit? 3.7 years younger. Number 29. Exercise regularly, expending at least 3,500 kilocalories of energy a week. Walking the equivalent of an hour a day or doing more vigorous exercise for a shorter time can bring your level of physical activity up to the optimal age reduction range. Walking just half an hour a day gives you half the years younger that exercise can provide. The real age benefit? 3 to 8 years younger. Number 30. Build stamina. Do stamina building exercises that boost your heart rate and aerobic intake for at least 20 minutes 3 times a week. You should exercise vigorously enough to raise your heart rate to 70% of the maximum for your age group or to break into a sweat. The real age benefit? 6.4 years younger. Number 31. Make yourself strong. Do strength-building exercises, such as weightlifting, 3 times a week for at least 10 minutes. These exercises are particularly important for women because they help maintain bone density. The real age benefit? 1.7 years younger. Number 32. Avoid air pollution and environmental toxins. Living in an area with high air quality reduces the aging that exposure to hydrocarbons, ozone, and particulate matter can cause. Avoid jobs that expose you to pollutants or toxins. The real age loss? 2.8 years older. Number 33. Patrol your own health. Seek high-quality medical care and be alert to any early warning signs of developing conditions. Do what you can to ensure that you are feeling healthy and do not ignore any indication that something is wrong. The real age benefit, as much as 12 years younger. Number 34, manage chronic diseases. Learning how to manage diseases such as diabetes, cardiovascular disease, arthritis, and many others can dramatically decrease the impact those diseases have on aging. The real age benefit? Depending on the disease, the effect on aging can, with proper disease management, be diminished considerably, sometimes to almost indiscernible rates. Number 35, build social networks. Having a network of close friends and or family members can help prevent aging from excessive stress. The real age benefit? 2 to 30 years younger. Number 36, manage your finances and live within your means. Feeling out of control financially, particularly undergoing a bankruptcy, can cause unnecessary aging. The real age loss? 8 years older. These next age reduction steps are the things that age you the most and are the hardest to fix. However, working to overcome these obstacles is one of the most important things you can do to keep your real age young. Number 37, keep blood pressure low. Keeping your blood pressure at 115 over 76 millimeters of mercury or less makes you 9 years younger than if your blood pressure were 130 over 86. It also makes you over 25 years younger than someone with a blood pressure of 160 over 90 or more. Reducing your blood pressure from 130 over 86 to 115 over 76 makes you 4.5 years younger in 6 months and 9 years younger in 3 years, provided you do so before any permanent structural damage occurs in your arteries. A blood pressure of 120 to 130 over 80 to 85 is considered normal, but is not ideal. The real age benefit? 10 to 15 years younger for a blood pressure of 115 over 76. The real age loss? 10 to 15 years older for a blood pressure of 140 over 90. Number 38, stop smoking. Smoking one pack of cigarettes a day makes you over 8 years older than a non-smoker. Cessation of smoking makes you 1 year younger in 2 months and 7 years younger in 5 years. The real age loss? 8 years older for smokers. The real age benefit? If you quit, you regain 7 of the 8 years you lost from smoking. Number 39, maintain a constant desirable weight. Reduce your weight gradually to what you were when you were age 18 for women or age 21 for men. Lose weight slowly and consistently, avoiding yo-yo dieting, because rapid gains and losses also cause aging. The real age benefit? 6 years younger. Number 40, reduce stress. Having 3 or more major life events in a 1 year period can create more than 30 years of aging. Having lots of friends, strong support networks, and strategies for coping with stress can minimize the effect. The real age loss? 30 to 32 years older during high stress times for people without strategies for stress reduction, but as little as 2 years older for people with effective strategies for stress reduction. Number 41, cut back on excessive consumption of alcohol. Alcohol addiction and abuse can cause severe aging, bringing about liver failure and triggering cancers. Drinking more than 3 drinks a day causes you to age needlessly. The real age loss? 3 years older. Number 42, overcome a drug addiction. The real age loss? 8 years older for drug use. Number 43, recover from a severe emotional trauma. The real age benefit? 8 to 16 years younger. Number 44, not so difficult but very important. stick to your real age plan. The real age benefit, up to 26 years younger. By adopting the steps from the quick fix category first, you can begin reducing your real age in just a few days or months with little effort. Reducing your real age further requires more resolve. Most of the choices are not that difficult. You just need practice. What better payoff than adding high-quality years to your life? Decide what kind of load you can handle. If you have two age reduction goals that are in the most difficult category, you probably won't want to adopt both at the same time. Pick one age reduction strategy and follow it. And once you have the hang of it, pick another. Don't, for example, try to quit smoking and lose weight at the same time. Choose one, and once you have succeeded with it, adopt the other. Break a large task into parts. If you are trying to lose weight, first begin by eating a diet that is rich in fruits, vegetables, and fibers. Then work on cutting back the amount of saturated and trans fat you eat. Don't worry about watching pounds right away. Start by developing healthy eating habits. You may be surprised that the pounds come off on their own. Once you have eating under control, start to cut back on calories or begin to integrate exercise into your life. The most important thing about age reduction strategies is not that you start them, but that you continue them. Exercise, for example, gives no benefit once you stop. To get the years younger benefit, you have to stay physically active for the rest of your life. Put your age reduction plan somewhere where you can easily see it. Tape it to the bathroom mirror. Look at it often and remember what you can do to get younger. Recalculate your real age every time you adopt a new age reduction strategy. That way, you'll know just how young you have become. Preventing arterial aging is the most important thing you can do to reduce your real age. Heart attacks, strokes, and vascular disease are all caused by aging of the arteries. Not taking care of your cardiovascular system can make your real age as much as 20 years older than your chronologic age. The good news is that you can easily and measurably slow arterial aging. The most important marker for arterial aging is blood pressure. By keeping blood pressure at the ideal level of 115 over 76 millimeters of mercury, you can make your real age as much as 10 years younger than if your blood pressure were at the national median of 129 over 86, and as much as 20 years younger than if your blood pressure were